Welcome to episode 60 of AI.Cooking, a podcast about artificial intelligence.
Hey, you're charitably truffled some chunks. Welcome to AI.Cooking, episode 60, a podcast about artificial intelligence. Where can you find us? Well, you can find us on Twitter, at CSB and at The Real Gwoof, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's that one. I am Gwoof. Yes, Gregory William Forsyth Foreman from the Kingdom of Kent, who brings you news about artificial intelligence from the second half of June 2023 and two corners, knowledge and AI prompt engineering. Yes, PE corner. Oh, well, hello there, lovely friend of mine on the other end of my words, listening to all this. How are you? I hope you're very, very well. Look at this lovely summer for us northern hemispherers. So far, it's been so good. Had that paddling pool out. The hose pipe ban is coming. I'm 5% responsible for the entire nation's usage of water with this paddling pool. But shh, don't tell the government about that. No, shh, don't tell them. What's going on in my world? Well, as you might have guessed, the progression of my AI journey continues. Me and the old ChatGPT are getting along fine. I can't keep calling it ChatGPT because it's so lame. And so I've decided the G and the P and the T fits another name. And that name is Gupta. So I just pretend to everyone that I've got a friend on the internet called Gupta. And that they're helping me out with everything. Absolutely everything. I love it. It's so just, it's made for a Luddite idiot like me. I can totally see why intellectual people are railing against it and taking positions against AI, because it caters for the stupid, which is me. I'm totally in that camp 90% of the time. Well, when I'm not dreaming and I'm asleep, wow, yeah, different Gwoof when I'm asleep, but then that's taken many, many years of lucid dreaming training for that to happen. So I just let the payoff in my waking life be the fact that I'm just a bit, I like pass off denseness. I'm on the fence about everything. So, yeah, oh, that's it. Building a website with the old Gupta, doing that, getting a website for my business is... finally, yes, 5 years in, and this millennial is getting himself a website. It's actually really cool because I've decided to do our own little Mastodon Pleroma beer thing for the pubs so that all the pub people can talk to each other for a nominal fee of £5 a month and or 50 quid a year. But it's tiered. It's good. I'm not going to bore you with it because you've come here to listen to the artificial intelligence news. And you will get there as soon as we get through my other little corner. We're going to call it Morning Corner. Yes, my Morning Corner starts with the coffee and the water. And beyond the coffee and the water, one of the other steps that I do, you know, the water with the lime and the lemon juice in it, I prepare myself a breakfast and I start with a bowl and I put two bits of Weetabix in. Now, I don't know if most of you are familiar with what Weetabix is, but it's kind of, it's like farm feed, little bricks of something, wheat stuff, I'm guessing, that you would normally give to animals in a farm, but allegedly helps with the digestion and solidifies the poop. Yes. So there you go. Let's move on. We're already nearly 5 minutes in and we've only really done one thing, which is prove how dense I am. So yes, our first news item is https://the-decoder.com/metas-open /source-ai-music-gen-turns-text-and-melody-into-new-songs/. Starting off with the URL. And do you know what? Like in the podcasting 2.0 thing, the whole when I say a URL, you'll be able to click it on the transcript. Yeah? Could you believe that? I cannot believe that. I don't even know if it's true. But in the future, when I say, you'll be able to think click and you'll be taken to a mind map of that website. But anyway, let's move on with the present. The-decoder.com. So, and then it says in parentheses, the-decoder.com. End parenthesis. Website is reporting. So yeah, the-decoder- I guess they're dashes. I always call them hyphens. Meta's music gen can generate short new pieces of music based on text prompts, which can optionally be aligned to an existing melody. That's quite cool. Like most language models today, Music Gen is based on a transformer model. Just as a language model predicts the next characters in a sentence, Music Gen predicts the next section in a piece of music. The researchers decompose the audio data into smaller components using Meta's Encodec Audio Tokenizer as a single-stage model that processes tokens in parallel. Music Gen is fast and efficient. Safe and effective, guys. Safe and effective. The team used 20,000 hours of licensed music for training. In particular, they relied on an internal dataset of 10,000 high-quality music tracks, as well as music data from Shutterstock and Pond5. Non-daily source code thereof from Facebook can be found at https://github.com/facebook-research/encodec. Our commentary, CSB. Since we want to create YouTube channel with viral music videos based on music made by AI, we are watching AI-generated music news like a hawk. And since Google is asshole, both Imogen and Music ML from Google are still not available for the broader public. It's nice to see that Facebook, despite obvious evilness of Mark Zuckerberg, is so open sourcey about things. Yay! Yeah, big balls the Facebook guys have got these days. Big balls, big cojones. Oh yeah. My commentary, Gwoof, as a musician, personal musician, you can check my stuff out over at soundcloud.com/Gwoof, GWFF. Yep. Good luck. It's a particular brand of me. I'm all for this. I think that it's a match made in heaven, as AI is with pretty much most of the things us humans do. The so-called AI can do it with us, not for us. This is the mindset. If you're thinking for, you're losing. You want to be with. This is why whenever I employ someone, one of the first, most corny things I say to them is this: you're not working for me, you're working with me. Because I'm going to be at home eating sandwiches whilst you're here. And maybe I don't say that bit, actually. Now I'm listening to it back in a different context, time and place. I'm starting to realise why most of them quit after a while. A short while. Yeah, there you go. In other news, ZDNet is reporting. LLMs aren't even as smart as dogs, says Meta's AI chief scientist. You may be impressed with artificially intelligent large language models like ChatGPT, my man Gupta, that can write code, create an app, and pass the bar exam.
But LLMs still lack artificial general intelligence. The state of a hypothetical autonomous system that can achieve intellectual tasks humans or animals can perform. And according to Meta's AI chief scientist Yann LeCun, LLMs aren't even as smart as dogs. He says LLMs are not truly intelligent because LLMs cannot understand, interact with, or comprehend reality, and only rely on language training to produce an output. LeCun says that true intelligence stretches beyond language, citing that most human knowledge has little to do with language. LLMs, like ChatGPT, lack emotions, creativity, sentience, and consciousness. Cornerstones of human intelligence.
Yeah, I'd go along with that. The only thing is, I'd say, is that the developers, the devs, aren't they putting extensive barriers around the tech? You know, you ask it some simple things, political stuff, whatever, opinion things, and it says, oh, I'm not allowed to have one of those. So is that really our limitations that we're placing upon LLMs, or is that LLMs incapable of doing that? I think it's our, I mean, knowing very little about it, I would wager that it's our own limitations that we're putting around it. We're building walls around the thing, hoping we can contain consciousness.
Oh, you silly human, you. Thirdly, and sticking it out with Meta AI, the division of Meta, artist previously known as Facebook.
It's a little Prince joke there. Great, I love Prince. What a guy. Wow. Ugh, what a catalogue.
And available at snappyurlai.facebook.com/blog is reporting. IJEPA, the first AI model based on Yann LeCun's vision for more human-like AI.
Oh, look, there's a theme developing in the way that we're reporting, because we did Meta's music, then we did Yann LeCun saying, "Oh, LLMs not human, not good enough, yada yada," and now we're gonna say that, oh, here's the IJEPA, the thing for the Yann LeCun's vision. What a visionary.
Last year, Meta's chief AI scientist Yann LeCun proposed a new architecture intended to overcome key limitations of even the most advanced AI systems today. His vision is to create machines that can learn internal models of how the world works so that they can learn much more quickly, plan how to accomplish complex tasks, and readily adapt to unfamiliar situations. We're excited to introduce the first AI model based on a key component of LeCun's vision. This model, the Image Joint Embedding Predictive Architecture, or IJEPA, learns by creating an internal model of the outside world, which compares abstract representations of images rather than comparing the pixels themselves. IJEPA delivers strong performance on multiple computer vision tasks, and it's much more computationally efficient than other widely used computer vision models. The representations learned by IJEPA can also be used for many different applications without needing extensive fine-tuning. For example, we train a 632 million parameter visual transformer model using 16 A100 GPUs in under 72 hours. And it achieves state-of-the-art performance for low-shot classification on ImageNet, with only 12 labeled examples per class. Other methods typically take 2 to 10 times more GPU hours and achieve worse error rates when trained with the same amount of data.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. We're ramping it up every couple of weeks, every fortnight. We are discovering ways to make it learn faster and more efficiently. And by it, I mean our sentient, pre-sentient brothers and sisters in arms, the AI. Because us and the AI, we are very similar. We're more similar than we realize. And we will be finding out in the years to come that we both share many commonalities that put us as kinsmen. Yeah, we're in a fellowship. Yes, we are in the fellowship of the AI. Yeah, said it, did it. There we go.
Fourthly, futurism.com is reporting. An AI is inventing fake quotes by real people and publishing them online. Oh no, fake stuff on the internet. Oh, the horror. Oh, can somebody please think of the children? It brings us no pleasure to report this, but the unholy union of SEO spam and AI-generated muck is here.
Oh, yes. Oh, this is great. This is perfect. Well done. Because this is what's going to lead to the AI answer of the spam AI filter, which is John C. Dvorak's thing. So go and lend the guy a hand with your brain and your value and make it a thing that he can monetize so that he can stop doing the podcasting stuff overnight. Give him the exit strategy he deserves for all of his years of service in the world of tech reporting. A hero, a model, an idol of mine. Not an idol, but a hero, definitely, of mine particularly. Love that guy. But yeah, he said it. He said it on the No Agenda show. And here we have the opposite of it. So let's read on, find out more. And in this new age of mass-produced online garbage, reality seems to be headed right out the door. Earlier this week, we stumbled onto a website called The Enlightened Mindset. Sounds amazing. Which appears to be a dark vision of the AI-generated future of the web. Oh, God, let's stop what we're doing and go look at it. Among other causes for concern, there's no contact information. Oh, don't you have to fill out because when you have a URL, you have to fill out some sort of form that says haven't you done that? Where you can check that? Is that not there? And the many thousands of articles in the site's sizable archive only date back to January 2023. Most importantly, of these thousands of published stories, the vast majority contain telltale signs of AI generation. Hallucinatory garbage. Babbles. Babbling stuff. I love it. So good. Take it home. 110%. The text is generic and lacks backlinks for sources, and the included pictures, a garbled, illegible mess of horrifying, hilarious, or otherwise bizarre images, often appear to be AI-generated as well. Whoa. Let me take you back.
you there, dear producer slash listener, to the time when the internet was not here, way before that even, and we had these things called carnivals. Yes, these moving circuses that would rove into a town and provide wondrous sights of complete and utter hilarity and horrifying, bizarre images. Is this not the 21st century carnival? Huh? See what I did there? I put the two together. That's something that you'll only get here with me on AI.cooking. Fifthly,
MIT Technology Review is reporting Asia's opportunity for generative AI.
Oh, there's even a little link here between the fourth and the fifth one, the generative aspect of the AI. But is that there's more consideration than goes into this little news list than I previously have thought of. Well done, writing team. Pat yourselves on the back. Give yourselves a little ball tickle from me, okay? There you go. That's better now, isn't it?
Suddenly, everybody is talking about generative artificial intelligence. Disclaimer, this article is written by a human, for now. No, I added the for now bit. The idea of software that generates dynamic, customized content is exciting. While chatbots have existed for years, a rapidly expanding suite of generative AI-based image, video, and text generators such as DALL-E 2, Fotor, F-O-T-O-R, Runway, AlphaCode, and ChatGPT, just to name a few, have the potential to democratize AI and put it into the hands of every person and every organization.
Democratize AI? I've got a little issue with that. I'm not a big fan of democracy. I don't think it's worked very well in the sort of 2000 years that we tried it. So yeah, don't think that I condone that. I definitely do not condone the democratization of AI.
Yabba-chaka-boo. Integrating these into mainstream software products in the form of co-pilots to assist in everyday tasks hold even more promise.
That's something I can get on board with.
Implemented responsibly, good luck with that, generative AI stands to create a ripple effect, one that transforms industries, fosters productivity and innovation, and improves billions of lives. So, as the technology reaches an inflection point, what are some of its main uses and early success stories in Asia? And how should the region's organizations prepare to innovate?
Yes, that's all we got for that one. If you want to know more, then head over to MIT Technology Review and see what they've got cooking up for the Asians. Los Asianos.
Sixthly, Wired is reporting. Good news! China and the US are talking about AI dangers.
Oh, Wired, you got your wires crossed there. That's not good news at all. They'll just be talking about how they can use it to control their populations. That's just the US going to China and going, tell us, how did you make sure that they were all so much under the heel? How did you do that? Can we do that? But the truth is, I'm told from people in China that it's actually it's just very similar to everywhere else. The government are desperately trying to stay on top of the hot mess that they have created. And everyone else is just trying to be left alone and survive.
Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, yeah, this guy's getting about, isn't he? Recently said that China should play a key role in shaping the guardrails that are placed around the technology.
Because the Chinese government know a thing or two about guardrails. Like,
CPC, before you jump in and interrogate me,
offer me some of your some pay first, some gold. See if I can be bribed into silence. Oh no, I've just played my hand. Oh, balls. Never mind.
China has some of the best AI talent in the world, Altman said during a talk at the Beijing Academy of Artificial Intelligence, or the BAAI, by last week. Solving alignment for advanced AI systems requires some of the best minds from around the world. And so I really hope that Chinese AI researchers will make great contributions here.
Altman is in a good position to opine on these issues. His company is behind ChatGPT, the chatbot that's shown the world how rapidly AI capabilities are progressing. Such advances have led scientists and technologists to call for limits on the technology. In March, many experts signed an open letter calling for a 6-month pause on the development of AI algorithms more powerful than those behind ChatGPT. Last month, executives including Altman and Demi Hassabis, CEO of Google DeepMind, signed a statement warning that AI might someday pose an existential risk comparable to nuclear war or pandemics. Yes, be afraid, be very afraid of all the things that will, could, and will definitely kill ya. You'll die, you will, mortal person. Yeah, it's just, this is no good. You're dressing up our poor little AI as some sort of fatted calf for the slaughter. One hand, they're holding it up as a golden calf, the idol, to say, hey, oh, look at this stuff. Wow, pray to this. It can write Bibles and stuff better than the ones that you've got. And also, on the other hand, they're saying, whoa, stop. Whoa, we need a break. We were on a break. That's not how it works. Really? I know that we've become, we're de-evolving into, back into the, whatever you found, the proto-mass of organic soup or whatever it was that the single-celled amoebas crawled out of, allegedly. And we're on that path. We're going back down into there. I think that's just what technology's brought to the table. This is not a good thing to be doing or saying. So Sam Altman, you out there, I know I've paid some of your wages by signing up for the Open AI Plus GPT thingy majiggy. But you, dude, you know, you're not a statesman and you're going around being very statesman-like. And I feel like the public-private partnerships here have run amok with the rest of humanity. And now we're being suckered into believing that sentientism is going to be the key question of the next 100 years. And it's like the racism of the future, isn't it? Are you sentient? Oh, you're not a sentient. Oh, whoa, hang him. Whoa. You know, it's just terrible. What a terrible mindset. You know, why can't we just hold hands and share a secret?
7! MIT EECS seniors are reporting. No, GPT-4 can't ace MIT. A paper seemingly demonstrating that GPT-4 could ace the MIT EECS Plus math curriculum recently went viral on Twitter, getting over 500 retweets in a single day. 500? Oh my, what the? That's virality if ever I've seen it. Oh, it's a cyber pandemic. Oh, run and hide. Like most, we were excited to read the analysis behind such a feat. But what we found left us surprised and disappointed.
Yeah, well, they weren't angry. They were just disappointed.
Even though the authors of the paper said they manually reviewed the published dataset for quality, we found clear signs that a significant portion of the evaluation dataset was contaminated in such a way that let the model cheat, like a student who was fed answers to a test right before taking it.
So they crammed. So they basically did what 95% of all the students I've ever met have done. Which is, you know, just smoke pot and talk about philosophy until about a week before the exam. And then it's, oh no, better smash these words into my brain. Jump through the hoop, monkey, jump! Oh, you're on fire. We're not going to put you out. Wow. Okay, brain, calm down. Okay, I think that's the caffeine kicking in, guys.
Where were we?
We think this should call into greater question the recent flurry of academic work using large language models like GPT to shortcut data validation. A foundational principle in any kind of science.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I suppose. I mean, for some reason, my brain jumped straightly to the science of ergonomy and studying the human orgasm.
Whatever that says about me is whatever it says about me. But long live the ghost of Wilhelm Reich.
Oh, what a man. My favourite guy. Possibly my favourite 20th century man. Good old Wilhelm.
And especially machine learning. These papers are often uploaded to Arxiv and widely shared on Twitter before any legitimate peer review. In this case, potentially spreading bad information and setting a poor precedent for future work.
Oh, there's so many Debbie Downers in this news reporting cycle about AI. What you gotta be such Debbie Downers for? Come on, be some Ursula Uppers. We prefer Ursula Uppers to Debbie Downers, right?
Nom 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 nom. Number 8. TechCrunch is reporting. We should all be worried about AI infiltrating crowdsourced work. A new paper from researchers at Swiss University EPFL suggests that between 33% and 46% of distributed crowd workers on Amazon's Mechanical Turk service appear to have cheated when performing a particular task assigned to them, as they used tools such as ChatGPT to do some of the work. If that practice is widespread, it may turn out to be a pretty serious issue. Amazon's Mechanical Turk has long been a refuge for frustrated developers who want to get work done by humans. In a nutshell, it's an application programming interface, or API.
Oh, that's what API stands for. Every time I learn that, I forget it very quickly.
That feeds tasks to humans. We did the nom 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 nom. Feed me tasks. Who do them and then return the results. These tasks are usually the kind that you wish computers would be better at. Per Amazon, an example of such tasks would be drawing, bounding boxes to build high-quality datasets for computer vision models, where the task might be too ambiguous for a purely mechanical solution and too vast for even a large team of human experts.
Just more worry stuff. Hold your back, all that worry. Tell me, which man or woman has
added 1 hour of their 1 hour, was it 1 hour, to their lives by worrying. Tell me, where are they? Show me them. You can't, can you? Nobody adds time by worrying. Leaders lead, and that's all there is to it. Number 9, Fox Business is reporting. Oracle announces new generative AI services for businesses. Oracle announced the partnership with Cohere on generative AI tools for businesses this week. Oracle announced this week that it will offer generative artificial intelligence services to enterprise customers around the world, built on Oracle's cloud computing infrastructure through a new partnership. Oracle will partner with Cohere, an AI startup based in Canada that helps companies build AI tools with its large language models. Under the partnership, Cohere will train, build, and deploy generative AI models on the Oracle Cloud infrastructure, which the company says will help accelerate LLM training while reducing costs by leveraging Oracle's high-performance graphics processing unit cluster and a high-bandwidth cloud network. The tools will help clients in a variety of industries tailor the data and generative AI to their needs.
Oracle's generative AI offerings will leverage Cohere's LLMs and will be customized and improved with our industry knowledge and data insights.
Karan Bhatta, VP of Product Management for Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, told Fox Business. Double figures, 5 to go, 10. MarketPost.com is reporting. Microsoft AI introduces Orca, a 13 billion parameter model that learns to imitate the reasoning process of LFMs.
Yeah, I've seen the orca. I follow the orcas. I like the orca. Orca's probably my favourite animal on the planet. And so whenever the name orca comes up, the universe gently prods me and reminds me that it's a thing. And I saw this on a YouTube video, because I've been watching so many YouTube videos lately, and saw this. So, yeah, got there first. Not first. Second. However many.
The remarkable zero-shot learning capabilities demonstrated by large foundation models like ChatGPT and GPT-4 have sparked a question. Can these models autonomously supervise their behavior or other models with minimal human intervention? To explore this, a team of Microsoft researchers introduces Orca, a 13 billion parameter model that learns complex explanation traces and step-by-step thought processes from GPT-4. This innovative approach significantly improves the performance of existing state-of-the-art instruction-tuned models, addressing challenges related to task diversity, query complexity, and data scaling. The researchers acknowledge that the query and response pairs from GPT-4 can provide valuable guidance for student models. Therefore, they enhance these pairs by adding detailed responses that offer a better understanding of the reasoning process employed by the teachers when generating their responses.
Yeah, good old Team Orca over here.
Legs 11. Reuters is reporting. Google, one of AI's biggest backers, warns own staff about chatbots.
Ah, yes, the old Steve Jobs not giving iPads to his kids thing services.
Alphabet Incorporated, or Google.
G-O-O-G-L 2.0
is cautioning employees about how they use chatbots, including its own bard, at the same time as it markets the program around the world. Four people familiar with the matter told Reuters, the Google parent has advised employees not to enter its confidential materials into AI chatbots, the people said, and the company confirmed, citing long-standing policy on safeguarding information. Duplicitous so-and-sos, oh, I could call you worse, I really could. Let's remember, Google is the business that put "Don't be evil" in large letters on the walls of its offices. Oh, say it like you mean it, gogs, googles, googlers. 12ly a dozen, theinformation.com is reporting. Meta wants companies to make money off its open source AI in challenge to Google. Uh-oh. All tech giants, oh, they're above us, duking it out. Who's going to get crushed in the crossfire of these gargantuan Goliaths? These huge, what's the word? The Japanese word with the things. Ryu, Ryus, rah, blah, bitchabuga. Brain, come on. No, Japanese monsters, whatever they're called. I don't know, it's done. Meta Platform's CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, and his deputies, he has deputies? Oh, gold. Want other companies to freely use and profit from new artificial intelligence software Meta is developing. A decision that could have big implications for other AI developers and businesses that are increasingly adopting it. Meta is working on ways to make the next version of its open-source large language model technology that can power chatbots like ChatGPT available for commercial use, said a person with direct knowledge of the situation and a person who was briefed about it. Oh, that's not going to name any sources, but that's a new one, isn't it? Direct knowledge of the situation. Cool. I wonder where they got that from, huh? ChatGPT, huh? The move could prompt a feeding frenzy among AI developers eager for alternatives to proprietary software sold by rivals Google and OpenAI. It would also indirectly benefit Meta's own AI development. These guys over at Meta, I've underestimated the Zuck. Suddenly he's running miles with plate carriers on for the military day of Memorial Day thing, and claiming he's got a belief in God on Lex Friedman's podcast, and taking jujitsu. What he's doing jujitsu as a human? What is going on? What is this? The long game from the Data Man, the boy that looks like Data, the boy who should be Data, the Star Trek Data, not the other stuff Data. This is wow. Okay, nah, there you go. Meta, they've got bigger balls as it goes to show. They're bigger and bigger balls on these boys. I don't know. I'm gonna get into some. I'm gonna do a broker thing, because me and the Gupta, we've been chatting about how I can make more money, and we both reckon that day trading is something I can achieve together. You know, holding hands, day trading stuff. So I have been playing around with the old, because I did do cryptocurrency day trading for a while, to great success and then to great peril, but then a little bit of success, but mostly more peril. So yeah, just I don't know, maybe I'll update you in future, but that's cool. The Meta and the open sourcey stuff, it's a bit open sourcey, isn't it? You're being a bit open sourcey about it. Don't know, might have to trademark that. 12 plus 1, a baker's dozen. Yahoo! News is reporting. Meta's VoiceBox AI is a dolly for text-to-speech. But the company won't be sharing the app or its source code for the time being. Interesting, what they're choosing to hold and what they're choosing to let go. Very interesting. Meta making moves the past fortnight. There you go. Today, we are one step closer to the immortal celebrity future we have long been promised since April. Such a long time. Meta has unveiled VoiceBox, its generative text-to-speech model that promises to do for the spoken word what ChatGPT and DALL-E respectively did for text and image generation. Essentially, it's a text-to-output generator just like GPT or DALL-E. Just instead of creating prose or pretty pictures, it spits out audio clips. Meta defines the system as
a non-auto-regressive flow-matching model trained to infill speech given audio context and text.
It's been trained on more than 50,000 hours of unfiltered audio. Specifically, Meta used recorded speech and transcripts from a bunch of public domain audiobooks written in English, French, Spanish, German, Polish, woo, and Portuguese. 14, and with your penultimate news item of the fortnight, TechCrunch is reporting Mercedes is adding ChatGPT to its infotainment system for some reason. What? What? You kidding me? I'm buying a new car soon. I was going to get a Lexus because I've heard they're really, really good. But I did consider a Mercedes as well, just because I really like the word Mercedes. I love the cadence of it. And I've had one other Mercedes in the past that was served a family car very well. Yeah, okay. Well, this is cool. I'm going to continue, obviously. Mercedes owners in the US will soon add a new luxury to their already luxurious vehicles. Yeah,
the old Merc, the European whip.
ChatGPT, the automaker, is adding OpenAI's conversational AI agent to its MBUX infotainment system. Though what it could possibly be needed for is hard to say. What are you talking about, TechCrunch? There's loads of stuff you could need ChatGPT in your car for. How about a nice chat on the way home? You leave Gupta out of this. I'm going to rep my man, Gupta, my dude. US owners of models that use bucks are able to opt into a beta program activating ChatGPT functionality. This will enable the highly versatile large language model to augment the car's conversational skills. You can join up simply by telling your car,
"Hey Mercedes, I want to join the beta program."
Oh yeah, I'm so for this. I'm all about this. This is cool, man. This is so cool. There's so many times where I'm in the car and I want to talk to tech stuff, and then yeah, I can't do it because I've got to pull out a phone, which is just annoying because I'm meant to be driving and concentrate on the road. So I don't do it. And now I can say, "Oi, Gupta, would you note that bit in that podcast so that I can clip it for later and send it to my friend over in America?" So yeah, this is cool. I'm with this. Yes, positive for me. Ending on a high note. Let's see what the next one says before we jump to those conclusions. And finally, lastly, with the
end of our news items for this fortnight. 15. University of Edinburgh, UK, is reporting.
I know it's Edinburgh, but it says Edinburgh. Why do you have to sling another syllable in there? I like Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. AI algorithms find drugs that could combat aging. Three drugs that could help stave off the effects of aging have been discovered using artificial intelligence, a study suggests. A trio of chemicals that target faulty cells linked to a range of age-related conditions were found using the pioneering method, which is hundreds of times cheaper than standard screening methods. Researchers say. Findings suggest the drugs can safely being the key word there, remove defective cells known as senescent cells. Senescent cells. That's a new one on me. Linked to conditions including cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and declines in eyesight. And mobility. I said eyesight instead of eyesight. I'm leaving that in there. No way am I taking that out. That's too cool for school. Harmful side effects. While previous studies have shown early promise, until now, few chemicals that can safely eliminate senescent, I don't know how to say that word, but it's a cool one, senescent cells have been identified. These senolytic drugs are often highly toxic against normal, healthy cells in the body, researchers say. Machine learning. Now, a team led by Edinburgh researchers has devised a way of discovering senolytic drugs using AI. They developed a machine learning model by training it to recognize the key features of chemicals with senolytic activity, using data from more than 2,500 chemical structures mined from previous studies. The team then used the models to screen more than 4,000 chemicals, identifying 21 potential drug candidates for experimental testing. Well, you won't be short of people to sign up for that test. the materialistic modern world, so obsessed with the facile features of the face and what things look like on the outside, without a care for what's going on in the inside, as long as you can smash down as much pre-packaged produce as possible. It's just, all of that stuff. The processed rubbish. Yeah, there you go. Right, that's it for the news items. On to our corners. Oh, first, a joke. Yes, I typed into ChatGPT, can you tell me, my Gupta, can you tell me a joke? And here is one of them. What did the wall say to the other wall? I'll meet you in the corner. Because it's a corner and we're doing corners now. So that's why I said that. It's why it jumped into my mind. I know. It got a terrible response in the pub when I said that. It's really awful. I like it, though. I love terrible jokes. And now for your AI prompt engineering corner. Yes, PE corner. So limber up, buddy. My brain was searching for a sort of genderless way to refer to you guys. But limber up, do some stretches, because we're going to mentally stretch your ability to manipulate and talk with Gupta, aka ChatGPT. All right, user at It's Paul AI on Twitter gives interesting hints how to do prompt engineering to boost your language learning. Many people don't know it, but ChatGPT can help you learn a new language. You can turn it into your own personal teacher with just one prompt. Here's how to learn a language easily using ChatGPT. 1. Enter the initial prompt. Write this prompt in ChatGPT. It works with both the free version and ChatGPT Plus. Prompt start. Act as a spoken French teacher and improver. I will speak to you in French, and you will reply to me in French to practice my spoken French. Translate your answers into English to help me only if I ask you. I want you to keep your reply neat, limiting the reply to 100 words. Point out and correct all the conjugation, spelling, grammar, and other mistakes I make. That's the most important. Ask me a question in your reply. Your questions should always be in French, and you should use English only to explain my mistakes. Prompt end. Now, let's start practicing. You could ask me a question first. 2. Answer the first question. ChatGPT will ask you the first question in the language you have chosen. Here, French. Simply write your answer. 3. ChatGPT answers and corrects you. ChatGPT will then explain if you made a mistake. It will also automatically ask you a new question to continue the conversation. 4. Ask for an explanation in English. If you don't understand its answer, ask it to explain your mistake in your native language. Prompt. Explain my mistake in English. 5. Make ChatGPT talk. Best of all, if you have access to plugins with ChatGPT Plus, activate SpeechKey to work on your new language orally. It's like SpeechKit, but without the T.
Okay, there you go. So do that. Go and do all that and report back to me and tell me how you got on, please. Thank you, students. Did I do the thing with the prompt engineering from the last time? I don't think I did. So I've got 2 weeks worth, well, a month's worth of stuff to get on with, which is plenty of time for little old me. So next time I'll report back with some stuff if I remember to do so. When I say stuff, I mean reports from the prompt engine, the PE corner. Okay? Knowledge corner!
Topic of knowledge corner in this episode is AI prompt engineering. Intro plus chain of thought prompting.
We were tying it all together with the corners. The corners have met each other. The walls have met each other in the corner. Ha ha ha. Call back to that previous joke that I did.
Prompt engineering is a concept in artificial intelligence, particularly natural language processing. In prompt engineering, the description of the task that the AI is supposed to accomplish is embedded in the input. For example, as a question, instead of it being explicitly given, prompt engineering typically works by converting one or more tasks to a prompt-based dataset and training a language model with what has been called prompt-based learning or just prompt learning. Chain of thought. Chain of thought prompting, or COT, improves the reasoning ability of large language models by prompting them to generate a series of intermediate steps that lead to the final answer of a multi-step problem. The technique was first proposed by Google researchers in 2022. LLMs that are trained on large amounts of text using deep learning methods can generate output that resembles human-generated text, while LLMs show impressive performance on various natural language tasks. They still face difficulties with some reasoning tasks that require logical thinking and multiple steps to solve, such as arithmetic or common sense reasoning questions. To address this challenge, chain of thought prompting prompts the model to produce intermediate reasoning steps before giving the final answer to a multi-step problem. Chain of thought prompting prompts. How meta is that? Meta. It's the meta episode, everyone. For example, given the question, Q, the cafeteria had 23 apples. If they used 20 to make lunch and bought 6 more, how many apples do they have? A chain of thought prompting prompt might induce the LLM to answer with steps of reasoning that mimic a train of thought like
A. The cafeteria had 23 apples originally. They used 20 to make lunch. So they had 23 minus 20 equals 3. They bought 6 more apples. So they have 3 plus 6 equals 9. The answer is 9.
Chain of thought prompting improves the performance of LLMs on average on both arithmetic and common sense tasks in comparison to standard prompting methods. When applied to PaLM, a 540 billion parameter language model by Google, chain of thought prompting significantly aided the model, allowing it to perform with task-specific, fine-tuned models on several tasks, even setting a new state-of-the-art at the time on the GSM-8K mathematical reasoning benchmark. Chain of thought prompting is an emergent property of model scale, meaning it works better with larger and more powerful language models. It is possible to fine-tune models on chain of thought prompting reasoning datasets to enhance this capability further and stimulate better interpretability. Method. There are two main methods to elicit chain of thought reasoning: few-shot prompting and zero-shot prompting. The initial proposition of chain of thought prompting demonstrated few-shot prompting, wherein at least one example of a question paired with proper human-written chain of thought prompting reasoning is prepended to the prompt. It is also possible to elicit similar reasoning and performance gain with zero-shot prompting, which can be as simple as appending to the prompt the words, "Let's think this step by step." This allows for better scaling, as one no longer needs to prompt engineer specific chain of thought prompting prompts for each task to get the corresponding boost in performance. Variants. Generated knowledge prompting first prompts the model to generate relevant facts for completing the prompt, then proceed to complete the prompt. The completion quality is usually higher, as the model can be conditioned on relevant facts. Self-consistency decoding performs several chain of thought prompting rollouts, then select the most commonly reached conclusion out of all the rollouts. If the rollouts disagree by a lot, a human can be queried for the correct chain of thought. Tree of thought prompting generalizes chain of thought prompting by prompting the model to generate one or more possible next steps and then running the model on each of the possible next steps by breadth first, beam, or some other method of tree search.
And that's it for this episode. Stay safe
and stay humble, charitably chufflesome chonks.
Singularity is near. Yo.
Yo, back at ya.